Can I find out if we, before we get to apologies, we're supposed to have a very short meeting. And to be out at the latest at 4 o'clock. If that's the case, I would suggest that we start with consideration and motion of the budget report, and then come to written responses from DOE. So that if honorable members tell me at 2 o'clock that you want to leave, we have finished the main business of today. Apologies, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just one apology. Farku indicated that she will be joining us. She is on her way to let's not go through them, but we need to go through it this time. So can you just show us what changes have been made and then go back to the recommendations?
Thank you. This staff obviously went back and the best what information we have. And what we were able to bring up is that the last presentation by the staff, I think, was the third quarter performance for the last year. So we don't have the full 1 year performance. So based on the information available within the committee, we incorporate a section which is program performance for the 2014-15 financial year. And this section is chair. Covers the various programs and the deliveries per program. The focus of the information presented to the committee was more in line with the key programs of the department. And for example, under program 2, energy policy and planning, Chair, we brought in program performance for the 2014-15 financial year. In terms of delivery of policies and legislation, the department had planned to change the integrated energy plan for cabinet. The strategy was expected to outline the requisite process system structure that would lead to the development of a comprehensive integrated energy plan, the first phase of the National Integrated Energy Modeling System, which is required to provide statistical analysis of IEP was scheduled to be completed by that date. The second phase was planned to be completed by that date. The 2014 deadline was not met, as the completed document has not yet been published. The subset of the integrated energy plan is the integrated resource plan, IRP 2010. To 2030 for electricity, and this was concluded in 2010-2011 financial year. The integrated resource plan was presented and discussed before the Interministerial Committee for Energy in February 2011 and was tabled for cabinet towards promulgation by March 2011 and was promulgated. It was indicated at the time that the integrated resource plan was the living plan, which we revised by the DOE every 2 years. The updated integrated resource plan is yet to be published, but the department is currently finalizing it. With regard to electrification, in the course of 2011-2012, the department committed to introduce the independent system and market operator bill to Parliament. The bill provides a framework for independent power producer participation. ESMA bill was to be complemented by the Electricity Regulation Act Amendment Bill, with the objective to address the power and functions of the ESMA among others. The ESMA bill introduced into Parliament was deliberated upon by the committee and submitted to the House for adoption. It was not adopted in the fourth Parliament. Again, this is the comment in terms of the program performance for the 2014-15 year on energy policy and planning. And moving forward, like the Chair, Program 3, the addition was brought into Program C in terms of report was a program performance for the 2014-15 year. Under this program, and this program says only, was Petroleum and Petroleum Products Regulation Subprogram. Under this program, the department had planned to publish the National Strategic Fuel Stock Policy, establishing a framework for the storage of fuel stock by government and industry. The draft policy was published on the 8th of March 2013. According to the DOE, the policy was presented to cabinet. The DOE and Treasury have to come up with a funding mechanism. Hence, the policy document is still to be finalized. Following the outcomes of the compliance with the Liquid Fuels Charter of 2000, the department had planned to develop a new empowerment framework and be incorporated into the Petroleum Products Amendment Bill in the 2011-2012 financial year. Under the DOE, the amendment of the bill was not completed. However, the revision of the codes by the Department of Trade and Industry, this objective was overtaken by the DGI process. The liquid fuels industry will now have to follow the broad-based Black Economic Empowerment Codes. As part of the promotion of clean energy sources, the department is committed to presenting a draft liquid petroleum gas strategy to cabinet. The strategy is supposed to be finalized and it was not presented to Parliament. Furthermore, the department has committed to the construction of a multi-product pipeline between Durban and Johannesburg. The pipeline itself was completed and is operational. And the program for GEM, Electrification and Energy Programs and Project Management, the program performs for the 2014-15 financial year. The biggest project under this program is the Integrated National Electrification Program. Majority of the funds are transferred to ESCOM and municipalities. The program is largely successful, but the DOE indicated that there are a few challenges that they are addressing. Example, the differences in the financial years between municipalities and the DOE resulting in problems with progress things. In terms of the DOE regional offices, the DOE still sharing offices with the Department of Mineral Resources, but are in the process of moving out in most cases. Program 5A, nuclear energy. In terms of delivery of this program, the National Radioactive Waste Disposal Institute was to be made fully operational with a funding model in the 2014-15 financial year. This was not achieved. Further, legislation affecting the program is still outstanding, example, the National Nuclear Regulation Amendment Bill, the Nuclear Energy Amendment Bill, amongst others. The program 6 chair, clean energy. The upcoming performance, as you highlighted, Chair. With regard to clean and renewable energy, the department commits to work on the implementation of a renewable energy program. It was made a particular commitment to roll out of 1 million solar water heat by 2014. The target was not hit, and it says over 4,000 solar water heaters are installed. Actually, the department is providing the solar water heater rollout model. The department commits to continue with implementation of energy efficiency programs for the industry and domestic sector in line with the Energy Resource Plan for the achievement of the 2030 national target of 12% savings. The claim to which the department has progressed in achieving the 12% is unclear due to the absence of monitoring and evaluation tools. The new energy independent power producer program progressed during the 2014-15 financial year, and Middle 4 was launched in that financial year in line with the integrated resource plan. Chair, those were the additions with regard to the program performance for each of the programs that we have today. Moving on, Chair, with regard to observations and findings, there were some comments made during the meeting, Chair, which I think I incorporated some of them, but I with your permission, Chair, I think it's important that maybe we leave with it, if it's okay with you, Chair. Observations and findings. The committee thought the key policy tools are still in the planning stage and are hampering progress in terms of energy in Africa. These include, among others, the Integrated Energy Plan, the Revised Integrated Resource Plan, the Gas Utilization Master Plan, the amended National Energy Regulator Act, the amended Electricity Regulator Act, the Gas Amendment Bill, the Biofuel Regulatory Framework, the Petroleum Protocol. The overall budget of the DOE should be revised. The DOE is not correctly funded to achieve its mandate. The unfunded positions are resulting in the department not being as effective as it should be. The comment of the Director General is progressing, but critical for the functioning of the department. With reference to the Electricity Security and Governance 5-point plan, the department is required by the Corporate Committee on Energy to conduct robust oversight on the plan and aspects of its implementation. With regard to ESCOM being the largest electricity generator and distributor of Africa, there appears to be an overlap in terms of responsibilities between the Department of Energy and the Department of Public Enterprise. This is resulting in a challenge in this industry. The Department of Energy is progressing well with the Integrated National Electrification Program, but has increased targets for the next 5 years. This event will result in additional challenges and will require more efforts and resources from the Department of Energy to address these as they arise. The integrated energy centers are an important resource in addressing energy needs, especially in rural areas. This is part of the overall program of the Department of Energy to ensure rural access to energy. The solar water heater program is currently being revisited by the department, and it is no longer being rolled out until the Department of Energy addresses the challenges identified. TCE raised a concern with regards to local content and affordability, and when the program will be rolled out again. The Portfolio Committee on Energy crossed out that the Department of Energy is not moving on to, not only moving on to Windows 4 Renewable Energy Independent Power Procurement Program, but also has extended the program to coal, gas, and cogeneration. This is not only increases the mix of clean energy in the economy, it also increases the energy mix. The Portfolio Committee on Energy notes that it would concern the challenges related to electricity distribution infrastructure in Africa. Coordination in terms of the various spheres of government also yet to be a challenge. The overall coordination of energy efficiency initiatives in Africa need to be addressed. This includes the establishment of an energy efficiency champion. The transformation of the petroleum industry is not progressing at a tight pace as reported by the Department of Energy. The issue of fuel security is also a concern to the Portfolio Committee on Energy. The rollout on the biofuel strategy is critical for the fuel security of Africa, and this program is not progressing at an acceptable rate. In terms of nuclear energy, Africa is embarking on a massive program. The Department of Energy is currently investigating various aspects of this program. The Portfolio Committee on Energy requires regular feedback to conduct robust oversight on developments in this draft. The National Radioactive Waste Disposal Institute is also crucial for the nuclear program and should be made operational as soon as possible. With regard to the entity, there appears to be a challenge with regard to strategic direction and alignment to the objectives of the DOE. some entities no longer meeting their design mandates. Funding and staffing at some entities also is a challenge resulting in them not meeting mandates. The enabling legislation, especially for regulators in the energy sector, need to be revisited urgently. Conclusion from the Portfolio Committee of Energy. The Portfolio Committee of Energy will continue to fulfill the constitutional mandate as guided by the parliamentary rules in conducting an oversight on the functioning of the Department of Energy. This is done to ensure proper and effective functioning and compliance with legislation and policy requirements. Okay. Having considered budget for the Department of Energy, the Portfolio Committee on Energy recommends that the House support the budget for 26 Energy and further recommends the following. The Minister of Energy is requested within the current financial year to, firstly, conduct an overall assessment of funding of the Department of Energy to establish if the DOE is directly funded to deliver on all areas that need attention for energy resource development in South Africa. Address the issue of unfunded posts with the Department of Energy to ensure the DOE is correctly staffed to deliver on its mandate. Expedite the appointment of the Director General to ensure effective operation of the department. Expedite the delivery of the various pieces of legislation and policy documents that are still outstanding. These include the new draft Integrated Energy Plan and Integrated Resource Plan, which are critical for energy plans in South Africa. Monitor and direct the energy efficiency initiatives and development in South Africa. Energy efficiency programs and initiatives are fragmented, and plans to address this needs to be explored. In this regard, the Minister of Energy is requested to investigate the establishment of energy efficiency champion for South Africa to enhance, monitoring and coordinate all activities in this area and report back to the DCE within the financial year. Investigate mechanisms to speed up the delivery of the integrated energy centers, especially in rural areas. Expedite delivery of the biofuel strategy for Africa. Ensure biofuels are introduced into the energy mix in the country. Develop a strategy to address the transformation of challenges identified in the petroleum sector and improve implementation and deal. Expedite the delivery of the gas utilization water plan to ensure greater penetration of gas in the economy. Further, focus on the development of key and critical skills in the various sectors of energy, including among others engineering, nuclear, renewable, and electricity distribution. Ensure security of electricity supply in the short term is made a priority, and this in conjunction with the various stakeholder government departments in the war room. This further requests the Portfolio Committee on Energy to update on a regular basis on developments with regard to the 5-point plan. They emphasis on cold water heater program and the required rollout strategy. The department envisages 1 million units to be rolled out by 2020. The challenge includes local content, involvement of all spheres of government, maintenance of units, and all of these must be factored into the strategy. Place emphasis on the rollout of the National Electrification Program and the challenges as identified, including issues of cooperative governance. Present a plan to address the backlog distribution infrastructure and the plan should also be defined the role of corporate players, including national, ESCOM, provincial, and local government. Provide greater feedback to the Portfolio Committee on Energy on current proposed renewable programs, including nuclear and hydro, to allow the committee to conduct robust oversight in this sector. Ensure that strategic plans of the entities are aligned to objectives of the DOE and that the entities are correctly funded and staffed to meet the objectives. Ensure the restructuring of the Central Energy Fund, including subsidiary companies, are expedited to meet the future demands of South Africa. Ensure the National Nuclear Regulator has the requisite skills and resources able to implement the new nuclear build program. Assess the legislative framework of the National Energy Regulator of South Africa and the National Nuclear Regulator to ensure that power to execute duties. Ensure the National Radioactive Waste Control Institute is made operational as soon as possible. Report to be considered.
On recommendation 17, I wasn't clear where that actually originally came from. I don't recall it in the earlier draft, so I must apologize if it was there. But I was just wanting some clarity on what we mean by that statement. It's quite broad, all-encompassing, and actually doesn't say much. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. As I was going through the recommendations, if my mind still serves me very well, Chair, there were some issues raised that in some of these recommendations we must include the time frames. We can't just have these things just going up in the go around. There must be some time frames that by this year, the department must have done 1, 2, 3, 4. The other issue relates to some of the issues raised by the Honorable President Zuma in his State of the Nation address. And otherwise, I'm not reading the recommendations very well, that there must be part and parcel of some of these recommendations here from the SONA. The other one, Honorable Chair, relates to the issues raised by the National Development Plan, that some of those issues raised by the NDP with regard to energy, there must be part and parcel of the recommendations, unless otherwise there are one or two recommendations that covers issues raised by the NDP. If they are not, Chair, we will therefore recommend that some of those key critical issues raised by the two statements addressed by the President and the NDP with regard to energy issues be included in some of these recommendations. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
On recommendation 3, we have agreed that the minister reported on that particular issue, that the process of the appointment of the DG is stuck with the state security, because it's security clearance that is outstanding, and we have agreed on removing that or paraphrasing it. And then on point 5, we have agreed in our last meeting that as a committee, we are saying the Minister of Energy must establish an energy efficiency champion for South Africa to enhance monitoring and coordination of all activities and report back to the portfolio within the financial aid. So the issue of investigation and request and what is due is something which we did not agree on. And that, that must be a point on its own. It can be clouded by all those things. Because point is it must be basic. Whether they investigate or do what before they establish nothing, but nothing must be established. That's what we said and agreed on as a committee. And then, Chair, we spoke about the budget of clean energy, which was immensely reduced, and we made recommendations to that regard of clean energy budget. So those are the few issues which I had put forward as part of the things that we discussed on our last meeting. Thanks.
That the honourable members asked. I saw on reports that were handed to Parliament that were published today, I saw it, that at the end there is like the last numbers, you could say 21, that they have 3 months from the date that it is accepted to give us either feedback or give effect to the recommendations of the portfolio committee. And maybe we can put that in there as well. I see other reports are doing that. So we give them a time frame of 3 months to either come back to us and tell us why they can't do it, or they implement the recommendations or whatever it is.
To the committee, the budget vote is an annual
report back for annual presentation. And the committee in this report has made the following statement, Chair. The Minister of Energy is requested within the current financial year. In terms of time frames, Chair, the only reference to time frames in this report is within the current financial year. So I hope that answers your question, Chair.
It's not in my original question, actually. I was just wondering if Honorable Machala and Honorable Fantale. Okay, so continue then.
Thank you, Chair. Safe restructuring. Chair, with regard to the restructuring of the Central Energy Fund, Central Energy Fund, of course, for portfolio committee on energy, that you have the entity asking to us, I think the African Energy African Exploration Mining Company and the Petroleum Agency of Africa is to be hived off from Central Energy Fund. It's on the restructuring. This process has been ongoing for a while, and there appears to be no real progress based on the presentation. I mean, there's maybe progress, but it's obviously progressing at a slow rate. Statement number 17 is showing that the restructuring of Central Energy Fund, including its subsidiary companies, are expedited to meet the future demands of South Africa. A statement from the Portfolio Committee effectively speaks to this removal and there obviously it need be restructuring of that entity. Chair, with regard to issues raised by the President in Zona and the National Development Plan, Chair, I think the Portfolio Committee can incorporate that right now in this meeting by making more a general statement that the Department of Energy ensures that the activities and budget speak to the directives, the national directives of the State of the Nation Address and the National Development Plan. The other option, Chair, with your permission, if the members so wish, the staff can, on behalf of the members, go back and check the actual statements and bring in additional points to be approved by yourself as chairperson. So that's just a point from the staff, Chair. Chair, with regard to the point number 3, that was brought in, the feeding appointment of the Director General to ensure the effective operation of the department. That statement is correct, that statement either, or if the committee wishes, we could either remove it or we have to devote that statement to the approval of the committee members. With regard to point number 5, monitor direct energy efficiency initiatives and development in Africa. Chair, I thought this, the committee was awaiting a response from the Department of Energy in this regard, and the rewording or the restructuring of the statement could be based on that, or the committee could restructure it right now. Chair, the committee had about 5 or 6 questions to the Department of Energy. I'm just trying to grab all that piece of paper. Oh, there's sorry, Chair. The department was requested to clarify the establishment of an energy efficiency champion for South Africa. The department is to discuss progress in this regard, including the desired outcomes. So that was a statement or a request by the portfolio committee to the Department of Energy. This statement was to be restructured after the department gave its response to that. And the budget for clean energy
is reviewed. Yes, just a moment. Yeah, go ahead.
You see, after the meeting on the 14th, some of these concerns were formulated and forwarded to the department for response. We received that response when we had the presentation document there in front of them. With regard to the clean energy issues, with regard to the, what's the other one? But they are
energy efficiency.
Energy efficiency, for example, Chair. So there's response from the department. So if the department sent in that presentation, I mean, would have a response to some of those issues. Specifically those three.
check going on. The next comment with regard to the budget of the Clean Energy must be reviewed, as the honourable members have pointed out. The department has a response on that particular point in the presentation the department has given. And finally, Chair, with regard to the time frame and the 3 months to give feedback to the if the chair should actually quickly bring up the response of the department. Chair, the recommendation on the budget with regard to clean energy must be reviewed. The committee was awaiting the response of the department before they reviewed that comment. The last meeting, that's what the impression. The last point, the department has a window period being 3 months to give feedback to the committee that chair, I think the chair, the committee could include that as a recommendation, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
What number is there the recommendation on clean energy? Energy efficiency shield tool. We should have a better recommendation. Let me be clear there. I have a long-winded statement, investigation to all of this. I think we must say something clear that keeps I know that language is very important. But we're going to have to be clear that we are talking about the ongoing investigation. We must take the expedite process of the security energy efficiency champion for something. So perhaps we could separate out that recommendation and make it clear. So the next one on green tea. So we're not necessarily referring to new. That's okay, that's all. We'll come back to everything on the callback. That's why I'm very careful not to say anything conclusive. I'm just pointing out the areas we must find so that our members can comment. Thank you. Honor Makai, if you see that,
And it's potentially areas of the time frames, we, Honourable from Darlene and Honourable McCall, can you please accept that we can only insist on the current financial year, and that as we interact with the department in fish, we can deal with the issues of how fast they deal with implementation. I'm afraid that deciding well-informed time frames for each of these recommendations in a difficult time. We see the time we have enough. SONA NDP, is it not helpful to do what the program says, so that it's a general statement that relates to those two? Because the alternative would be to leave them out. My worry is if you do that, you have no other time to look at the formulation for the purpose of the committee that something can occur. But the general statement saying that we must, the department must follow through on the directives of the NDP and that's what we cover the point we are making. So, just making general statements, so all our members is up to you now from the very first one.
Chair, there's a few points I'd like to address. I think we can agree to have generalized statements on the NDP, but I think we should probably prioritize it as the first point, so that every one of our regulations subsequently is to be interpreted within the remit or the framework of the committee who supports the NDP and wishes to see the department fulfill its mandate in terms of the NDP. And second of all, subject themselves to analysis against the objectives of the NDP, which I think would help the council today. The second issue is in terms of the point two of discussing outstanding legislation and policy documents. I just worry that we're not making a strong enough statement about the integrated resource plan. And I'm wondering if it shouldn't be a standalone point, because without that plan, there is no dispensation for energy mix, and therefore we're wandering around in the dark, and we're not actually creating a framework or a structure within which to do our work. So it's kind of cushioned in there as a separate piece of, you know, but it's critical that is front and center in terms of dealing with the energy problem in South Africa and crisis, and that we make it clear that we need a plan ASAP. But right now, what are we working on? It just leaves us directionless. That's the mandate that the minister uses to determine justifications for bed windows and energy sources that may be utilized. And the fact that that is still a limbo leads me to have some question around how the minister is making these decisions. So I think we should be clear on that. On the issue of energy efficiency, I recall the Honourable Mohammed Allah rather eloquently calling for a much stronger action around energy efficiency. For me, an investigation is not enough. We need to understand, we need a legislative framework to determine who is responsible for energy efficiency, who has enforcement ability over energy efficiency, because if you look at the department's response, they've said to us that energy efficiency falls across 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 departments and there's nothing they can do, which frankly is a really bad answer. So either the departments must come to us with a suggestion to create a coordinating body, or they must come to us with legislation that allows them to become empowered to become enforcement mechanisms for energy efficiency. But that is critical, Chair, because the 5-point plan that has become embargoed since it was presented to us speaks critically of one of the 5 points around energy efficiency. And we are not we're not doing enough around energy efficiency because of the lack of coordination in the energy sector. So I think we need to go back to some of the original statements of the Honourable Mohisala and come out far more strongly on energy efficiency. We want to see a regulatory environment and a coordinating mechanism. And they need to report on those two specific elements. So what legislative environments are possible or what coordination mechanisms possibly exist. And I think that would stand us in good stead in terms of the NDP as well as the 5-point plan which the Deputy President has worked on. Sorry, Dr. Rampus, could you swallow the down for me, please? Okay, you can scroll down. I think point 14 is not redundant. As Mr. indicated today, there's a focus on natural electrification and the fact that we're going to be looking for both good and non-grid solutions. So I think the department has actually achieved very well in this area. I'm not sure if we really need to make further recommendations. The department has got clear targets. They've actually achieved these targets and they've been clear on us on where the program is going. So I'm not sure we necessarily need to put that in there. And also, Chair, just the strengthening of probably recommendation 16. Could we maybe put something to provide quarterly feedback to the portfolio committee? Instead of just regular feedback, it gives the public way too much leeway to dodge providing us with regular and up-to-date information. And those two are critical programs to South Africa, and obviously there's quite a lot of contention around the nuclear pull program. So the minister has given us the security that she will be transparent and open, or then let's make sure we make her do that. Thank you, Chair.
So can I serve? Are you using your pen?
I just wanted to, as Honourable was speaking, I just wanted to, because the first one, you know, can you stop it in a way, so.
That is good for change.
That is good for change.
Yeah. Let's see who else, Honourable.
Let me first apologize for coming to the meeting late. I had my other committee, tourism, federal committee, which was sitting at the same time. We were also looking to the issues of budget. I've listened to Honorable Mashari as he was speaking to the proposals that he has to the change, and I have one specific one that I want to speak into. The issue that speaks to the resource plan, the integrated resource plan of the plan of the department. I didn't catch quietly what he meant by saying we must have a resource plan, as if we do not have one currently. But I would agree if he says we must update the current energy resource plan. That would speak to what we want to achieve, but not as if we don't have anything that we're working on. It was just that what I wanted to make emphasis to say what when they are correcting the recommendations, must talk about updating the current resource plan. It's just that.
Sorry, Chair, as you suggest, I'm just trying to update as we talk to you.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah. Okay, can we go to the easier one?
like all the things a lot of my colleagues spoke about, the most difficult was the understand. Let's deal with them, the rest, because I understand the rationale that says the end must be the overarching policy, and in the absence of that, so the rest of the species of policies may be dinosaurs. And I get that, so I was just struggling to see how we get that into that formulation, because you see, it is important, because those are not the only ones. It is important for the committee to say that all the outstanding pieces of legislation and policies, and then we can strengthen the second sentence there, that is with the integrated drainage plan and the integrated resource plan. And so, Honorable Michelle, so nothing will change with regards to the integrated resource plan there, right? So it shouldn't be as if there's nothing else. Update. Okay, so that way we can't say that with regard to the integrated energy plan. It must be that side. The update is with regard to the resource plan. Not this one. You know that, Dr. Don't write wrong things.
Okay.
Can the committee ask you to write wrong things? Yes, please. I think it's incorrect.
Actually, the recommendation belongs to the committee.
Very true. But you still have the responsibility to point out, honorable members, I think that part is incorrect. And then he said to you, it doesn't matter. We want it done.
I believe there's very old integrated energy plan.
I think that word should also be must. No,
I think the third kind of going, you know, when I step to the language area of, there are issues there about the relationship with the freshmen. So I'm sure you want to clarify.
The bus and the suit issues, we cannot direct the department. Separation of bus, so should is preferable, not must.
Correct.
Yes, correct. So should is the word. Thank you very much.
Can we just make sure that we
have that? Can we have that as a point, exercise and update the integrated user plan? Or should we prioritize one sentence and then a subsequent point around exercise to do various pieces of legislation and other public documents for last standing example as well as initial plan? Because it's not as important as the IP, not the very community policy.
I'm not following.
The other thing is we should, so the sentence is, us taking to go to resource pension for our prioritized, we should make that point 4. And then we say point 5 is expected delivery of various pieces of legislation policy documents that are still outstanding, for example, the integrated energy plan. So we combine parts of 4 and 5 and we take up the IRP and make it a specific point of the site.
Yeah,
it's just for me the update of the IRP is fundamentally important to us directing energy access and dissemination in the country. Back now we're working with the 2010 plan, we need an update. 2013 was access and implemented the Dobrigano plan. The farmers said they were working in 2015, we need that document as a matter of urgency. So it should stand as a fundamental and very powerful piece of what needs to happen. Another stand, like integrated energy stands are important, but not as fundamentally important as that document, which is the base document, which really speaks to the energy mix and also relates back to the energy fields and what energy fields you should use it. So I'm just saying, for me, it's essentially important that we highlight, like the other one about Montclair, or share your take on we talk about the idea that IRP, but that should be prioritized in the next emergency or something like that.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just to comment on that point Honourable Member was raising. According to my notes, the Integrated Energy Plan is a high-level document to which the Integrated Resource Plan should speak to. So, Chair, the committee is putting it together as a recommendation, basically based on the fact that the one plan has to speak to the other plan, so both plans have to be updated.
Yeah, the one doesn't exist, but I thought that that formulation was rejected during the nonsense.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, sorry, I'm interjecting between the members when they're speaking. The Integrated Energy Plan, according to what I recall, was presented as a draft document to the Portfolio Committee on Energy and the three other parliaments.
Well, I don't
know.
What are you saying?
The Integrated Energy Plan, Chair, was presented.
So that's why we had the draft,
Yes, Chair. The document that was presented, and I believe it has, which is going through the processes, Chair.
Mm. This is why it's been updated. This is why we're talking about updating the current what's called a draft. Yes. Chair, there are two things we're talking about here. It's integrated energy plan and integrated resource plan. Right? Now, Honorable Makesh, his amendment was on updating the integrated resource plan based on the fact that it's there, not knowing that there's a draft plan on integrated energy plan. We've never seen it. First Parliament, we're not here, unfortunately. Now that we are here, I think we should be given the copies if they are available so that we can use and check how the plans are, because we are speaking on the perception that is a plan that does not exist.
Okay, so I've just read that. So that formulation is correct. Honourable members, can we leave that formulation, because it gives us the draft that we don't know. Where are you now? What do you want to do on service?
Chair, as you recommended on the case, the recommendations about the changes. The next one was legislative framework and coordination mechanism with regard to energy efficiency. Chair, you were speaking to this point, point number 7, member Pankret. And the minister should establish an energy efficiency chapter for the special house for monitoring and coordination of all activities in this area and report back to the CCE within the financial year. The honourable member has recommended that we include the work, the legislative framework and coordination mechanisms in this. But basically his point was strengthening the statement. So I seek guidance of members in terms of strengthening of the statement.
Establish an energy efficiency chamber for South Performance Monitoring and Performance Monitoring and Causing and Follow Activity.
some sense of this going to be. And that's also a big first class. And then if we add another sense. You see an honorable inquiry. Okay. Move to the next one.
Chair, point number 14. Sorry, the numbers changed because I moved. Great emphasis on the rollout of the National Education Program and the challenges have identified, including the issues of cooperative governance. Chair, the portfolio committee found in addressing this topic that there were issues of cooperative governance that the Department of Energy had experienced, where, especially with regard to local government and national government coordination. However, the other member is correct in the statement that said as well.
And I heard what you said.
I think that it's starting to impact this purposely. But the value of this is that it, so they should not lose sight of the ball. So that they can hold them, they can check. As part of this report, you can check if they need to. They continue to make progress with regard to that or that. Quite a major problem, I think we must agree with you. And really the problem in relation to local government.
How does the Department of Energy deal with issues of local government? No local mandates or just a framework.
Because if we, for an example, this proposal says including subsidiary companies. Now where I'm sitting, one of the subsidiaries, which is Petro SA, Those ones, they don't need translation. Those ones. We need to calculate what that are fresh for them to be able.
Yeah.
For them to be able to assist our country. So, restructuring for some of these subsidiary companies of itself is not the correct way to use this talk. So you must assist us. You are empowered enough with this Queen Zambuchi. It can't be restructuring. That's it. There has to be some strong or radicalism in terms of whatever intervention that needs to be made there. Because the way we are sitting, there are serious issues that need to be considered. So we must find correct wording that will encompass everything.
We not just request to finish the process of the video, and we can go generic and the whole of destruction of it outcome. So just say, the entity is an entity, not a market. But that's the point you're making. We don't want to give them new ways to go about destruction. It's two entities. The subsidiaries which need to move.
Let's not do that. Honorable Faku, okay.
No, I don't think Honorable Mandashala means to remove her. I think maybe we can use a word like major special, but not to remove her.
About these entities reporting to us, maybe that would be a good idea to help us move. Thank you.
For you. Why is that budget? I understand on including its subsidiaries or its subsidiary companies. Why is that in brackets? Because it shouldn't be in brackets. Because Central Energy Fund is Central Energy Fund. Its subsidiary companies are subsidiary companies. So there should be no brackets there. Because the bracket is not confusing. It actually confuses me more. So brackets must be removed so that I have a clear understanding of the sentence itself. Thank you.
That's normally what the brackets indicate sometimes when I am pushing, is normally I try to separate, in other words, and you put a comma under the brackets. So it's correct what you're saying then, is that I do interchangeably, but not necessarily reflecting that it's correct.
Okay. Heavy.
The Democratic Alliance. Here is the report of the committee. Leave the rejection in principle from the caucus. I'm not comfortable with the Central Energy Fund statement. It's very broad. We know there are huge problems in the Central Energy Fund. And now we're conflating various ideas around the Central Energy Fund into one sentence that frankly can be interpreted very broadly by those who have their own agendas in their companies. I don't know, I mean, the way I understand the point that Ron Michelle was referring to is that I agree there are certain companies that need an overhaul, not a restructuring. We need to start fresh. And I'm not sure if we put that the way we put that there, that we're going to get what we want. We're going to get a fudged response from the department, from SEF, from the subsidiaries. So, I think we must tidy it up.
But that's not the agenda of the subsidiaries or the department. It's the committee agenda. As long as we say what we're talking about. So if there is any, it's better to leave this this formulation as it is here. So that we remember on our members we have an outstanding presentation. And arising out of the discussions at the start class, we agreed bring back and the subsidiaries because we have want to have a more in-depth discussion about this so that we can come to more clearer and more informed determinations about what we suggest must happen. So what we do here is to get a formulation, an enabling formulation that can help us pursue what we agreed on. So that's why I was suggesting that we place it in this way. You may, in the course of a discussion, come to the conclusion that yourself and Honourable are coming to about certain of the issues. But you remember we haven't made a determination yet as collectively as a committee about what we need to do. So all I'm saying is that can we have an enabling sentence there that helps the committee to pursue what it seeks to pursue. So I was not really talking about that specific sentence actually, because maybe that is not all the sentences that sound so true. I was talking about the report. Now, you speak as though if we change that recommendation, so So the DA will be able to move for the adoption of the report.
Chair, if we tighten up the sentence, the DA will recommend that the report go to Parliament and Parliament make its final decision. I hear your point, Jay. But for me, we're saying, having reported to us, we're going to give them blank check until they report to us. And what I'm trying to say is, we need to deal with two distinct ideas. The first one is to ensure the outstanding restructuring of the Central Energy Fund is computed, full stop. Right? And further, that any future restructuring and review meets the future demands of South Africa are expedited. So two separate ideas, achieving the same thing, but it's saying, finish what you've said you'll finish before you come and tell us about any future things that you're mixing up. Because if I'm not mistaken, that restructuring was part of the 2008 Act, the Energy Act. I might be wrong. It's 2015. So they still haven't finished. And now we're saying, but it's fine, you can go and restructure whatever else you need to restructure. Let's tell them we want you to finish this restructuring, which you've agreed to. And that in further restructuring, we want to understand the restructuring and we want to review the restructuring of any future Central Energy Fund changes. So it still meets the requirements of the committee. It's just being clear on less than one thing before you come to us at the rest of restructuring. You know they're coming, Jay. Petro is saying in deep, 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 deep. So they're coming.
Thanks, I'm not sure. Okay, I see what you say. Honourable members, and honourable members, please, one, and we are. I did say that it appears to me this is the most difficult recommendation because of how it's formulated. Can we just get closer quickly on this one? It's possible to simplify. If honourable members say, do the outstanding restructuring, and then we'll look at future restructuring and further review as a separate sentence. It should be easy to do that. So, Honourable Ambassador, please can you comment so that we can try and finalize this?
Chair, I'm sorry, Chair, we are not fortunate enough. We can't predict a future restructuring. Because in the committee, we have not even discussed such. So, I don't think that here we must behave as fortunate enough. What I want to propose is this, that on that point, we say ensure that the outstanding and ongoing restructuring of the Central Energy Fund and review of its subsidiary companies are expected to make. We want to make a particular point and a distinction between self and the subsidiary. Yes. Because the restructuring is on self, not on subsidiary companies. The state of these subsidiary companies, where we are sitting, is a state, they're in a state where our country is not assisted to achieve what we want to achieve. I made an example about PetroSA. I've got my own views on PetroSA, which I will raise when we get to that point. But there is a necessary review of some of those things. So I want us to have a distinction between the restructuring of SEF and the subsidiaries that are SEF, because those subsidiary companies, they came to our committee and they presented and we take views on their presentation. And so I really don't know why we are so reluctant to be upfront and straightforward to some of these things. Because we know the date. Presentations were made to our committee.
No, okay. Chair, I don't think Honourable Member Khala and I are actually very far apart on this point. I actually think we're making the same point from the different sides. Really what I'm suggesting is that, for example, at the breakaway, the department said they're coming to us with new legislation on the Strategic Fuel Fund. Right? Now, the Strategic Fuel Fund is part of the subsidiaries of SEF. Right? So as far as I understand, Honourable Khala is saying we want a restructuring of SEF, the holding company, and we want a review of subsidiaries, which is to say that we want SEFT restructured because it's not optimal. And we want to review what is happening in the subsidiaries so we can understand why legislation to separate out the fuel fund is coming. Because it's coming. They've already taken that as a mandate from where no one knows. Even though the 2008 Energy Act deals quite in detail in the chapter on the strategic fuel fund. So what I'm trying to say is I think we are on actually making the same point, if I understand the Honourable Member, is that we want SEFT restructured and we want a review of the subsidiaries. And if we can get agreement on that, then I think we will be happy.
Are you saying the same thing?
I think we are.
Okay, you heard what the Honourable Minister was saying. And what he ought not to do. I don't know. So we're trying to finish the book. Adoption of the report. Honorable Esther, is that?
I'm not going to in my comments now. I'm really apologizing. I actually write something I have to say in the house now, but I'm sure all the problems are solved. I'm not for the report.
The problems are solved, Honorable.
Well, thank you.
I can assure you. Between now and next Tuesday, please can you speak to the Democratic Alliance not to oppose our report?
After Sunday, it is a completely different.
Okay.
No. We are very confident.
No. I'm looking for a second, but it's a hand. Another Fako?
I'm upon the
It's a hand at the back there.
Problem.
Mr. Amin has agreed to hold on for now. So as soon as he will sort out the ATC, and then he'll be here, and he will do what the Comic Freedom Fighters normally do. So it's not in the house. So the report is adopted. Okay. Thank you very much. And this is going to show what's going to be this ATC. You told us last time. So this. I have no idea. That's why I'm asking. So that's fine. Okay, don't be. Just not want untidiness in future meetings with regard to this. So, honourable members, do you agree that we have the responses? We can read them, so we don't have to deal with them now. Yeah, it took a bit long. So, we are done. So, Honourable Makai, followed by Honourable Hamilton, you want to make a closing remarks? Oh, Honourable Makai. Nothing to do with the coming weekend.
Chase, we can see this formally in the minutes with regard to the Democratic Alliance on the report. We don't have a mandate from our caucus to approve of this through, so please, if we can make this clear in the minutes, that the PA reserves its rights to the report. Thank you.
Hello,
my mandate from the House is here, and here in my medulla oblongata. We are not waiting for any caucus to sit like monkey. Those people, they don't have a mandate. They are just going to have bills to operate. Chair, I want to suggest that for us to avoid gladness, Honourable EFF members must wait for whatever communique that advises them that a member has been ATC'd and that person can attend the committee and what is you, to avoid the clumsiness. I don't know whether that communique will be from ARICO or what, because they will attend this committee and not say anything because we won't allow them to speak when they are not ATC'd. Only the official ones can speak. You see this London enough. So that's my suggestion.
So the Democratic Alliance, what if we omit to this part of reserving our rights in the minutes?
Didn't say the minutes.
But it will be after Tuesday. Okay. Can we close now? My Honourable Kubela Mashel. Yeah, you from the tourism meeting, I can understand.
I wanted to check, you know, this thing of wanting something to be written that they decline minutes and recommendation or report. I mean, really, we have to go that route because as we sit here, our majority, or we as a committee, we can call for the adoption, we can support, and we can be able to have what we want reflected on the report. This thing of wanting a note of we object to the minutes, we object to the report. I think we should, on principle, agree as a portfolio committee, of which I am a full member of this committee, not to have such of those things. And if need be, we'll just use our majority to do that. But we don't want our meetings to reflect the DA noted that we wanted, that they object or they reserve the right not to agree to report or recommendation. It's not on, but at the end of the day, we should have an end product of what the portfolio committee had agreed upon, you know. Otherwise, it means then everybody will have to say, all the members of the protocol, which one said yes to the report and which one said no to the report? I mean, really, do we need that? At the end of the day, in the House, if the majority, what you call, agrees to a recommendation or to agree on a report, that's it.
Yeah.
That's my suggestion, Chair. This one's of wanting to say DA objects to things.
Yes, sir.
If I see that the
explain why that is. I mean, in the past, what has happened is that this report goes to Parliament, then we might have a debate on the report, and there are issues in the report that we might not agree with totally. Then we say that in Parliament. Then the ANC stands up and says, but you agreed in committee only. And then they throw it back in your face, see? So we are saying we're not agreeing with it. Because otherwise they say we agree with it. And this is the report, and now the budget vote comes up next week. So then they say, but you agreed with the budget vote, and now in Parliament you are not agreeing with it. See, this is what happened in the past. And it's politically, people are playing politics, which they shouldn't have done in the past, and that's why we can't do it. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable Fandal, who is not adopting a report for the first time. Okay. So we agree that the report is adopted. Nobody is going to say in the House that you agreed. You know, didn't agree in the first place. You told us. So this is for the purposes of this committee. The report is adopted. What happens in the House? You can go to the House, including the Inkatha Freedom Party, can go to the House and see what he wants to say about the report in the House. So please don't insist. And we are not going to do what Honorable Fandalen is saying. I remember very well. In the last when we did the last budget vote, the DA held the same position, so we have no problem with how to handle that.
Chair, I mean, there's two things I want to say. We obviously support the work of the committee, and we work with the committee to achieve outcomes that we can share, and on those commitments we agree. But we are never going to agree on all the commitments, because we have a different mandate given to us by our bosses, which make us different to the majority. So we're not saying that we do not agree with this report, the report is rubbish, or we're criticizing the work of the committee. We are merely saying that because we cannot agree to everything in the report, and there is a majority party that can vote through the report as they already have, we merely wanted to notice for our records and the records of our voters that we have reservations to the report. That does not say we don't accept the report. It says we have reservations to the report and we reserve our rights. Those rights are guaranteed to me as a member of parliament and the privilege of being a member of parliament. You cannot vote them away. You cannot take them away. You have to minute the reservations we have raised and so that they are reflected in the public documents, that anyone who wants to see the document can go, okay, the DA didn't agree to this or had reservations or whatever. So, Chair, I'm not trying to insist. I'm just trying to say it's just good neighborliness in terms of the community to say, we have our reservations, these are our reservations, we're stating them so that everybody knows that they are. We accept the decision of the majority to say this report is being sent to Parliament. We accept it. We're not saying we don't accept that. We're just saying please note our reservation. And that's all we're asking for, Chair. It's not complicated. Thank you.
But Honourable Makai, you see creating us difficulties. You see the hand this side? Okay. Please. Can I accept that we can't do that? Because we're going to make it difficult now. We see what's happening with the hands this side.
If you won't accept our reservations, we have to now push it to a vote and say we vote against. That's the option we have. You can note our reservations and then you reserve our rights, or we push for a vote.
I know the next step.
So that is just, all I'm saying is please note our reservations. It's not a dictator. It's my prerogative as a member of parliament to say I don't agree, my voters don't agree, therefore please note my reservations.
Okay, we're very good. Honourable members, I've noted you on this. I can please be. But that's not the issue. Let's clarify this. If we don't want the DA's reservation noted in the minutes, you will know what will happen. They'll ask me to put a matter to a vote because all they want is that there's a record that shows that they did oppose, they didn't agree with the results of the report. Now, I'm trying to ask them that we shouldn't note that in the report, they're insisting. And you insisting that you don't want that in the report. Now, you should recognize that if we continue the discussion, the matter will now have to be placed
put forward for the vote. But Honourable Mohammed, I can't refuse to do that. That's it. It's a procedure of a meeting. If the DA says we have our rights, we want our rights, our reservation noted, or our rights to do what? The correct way. That's not an objection, actually.
It's not an objection, it's just reserving our
rights. Yes. We want to reserve our rights and we want that noted in the minutes. That's the correct thing. I'm saying to you, listen to me. I'm saying to you, if this committee says to the DA, because I'm trying to let them not insist on that, if this committee says with the DA that says they shouldn't do that, then they ask for the matter to be put to a vote. So, Honourable Mohammed Khal, so I have noted all the rest of the attempts.
Chair, I think you as the chair should direct the meeting to a right direction. One, the report Honourable Stephen moved for the adoption. Honourable Fagu seconded the adoption of the report. Ne? So that's why we're supposed to close the meeting and then go home. Here, no one who objected to the report of the committee. Now, I don't know why we are entertaining the feelings of a democratic alliance. After the report has been adopted, with no objection. Now, to note that we are adopting the report with the reservations, it's an indirect objection, I think. It's an indirect objection. If they object the report, they must object the report. If they adopt the report, they must adopt the report. But where I'm sitting, I don't understand how they're going to object a report which they themselves edited. Sentence by sentence, word by word. So adopting a report with reservations, for me, is just being malicious. So we're not going to entertain anyone's feelings. The report has been adopted with no objection. So I think you must close the meeting so that you go home. Stop entertaining these feelings of other people.
I'm going to go to Honourable Hawker and then Honourable Estaisen. For the record, there was a mover and there was a second. Mm. After that, both Honourable Makai and Honourable Mohammed Salah raised their hands. I noticed them. And they spoke. So I was about to close the meeting and ask them, do you want to make closing remarks? And then, but then the Honourable Makai raised what he raised. So, I was quite happy to close the meeting at that point, but the matter having come to this point, we want to pursue it now. Honourable Faku and Honourable Estesa.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I want to persuade my colleagues to leave the night like that. The report has been adopted, and that has allowed the to do the reservation, which has been sort of a new thing. Even last year, it was like that. I'm persuading my colleagues not to go to a vote.
I think what Honourable Kai and Sundalan were saying is that they're not really objecting. They just reserve their rights. And me, myself, I'm going to also have some concerns next week when I address it. And that's exactly what happened last year as well. That various members that had concerns, and we addressed it when we spoke on the debate and the budget. Thank you.
What are you doing there?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Honorable Makubela Mashen. Now, I was just there saying to you that please don't explain me. Understand very well what you're trying to do. Honorable Makubela Mashen. But what is fundamental for me is precision. It's adhering to correct precision. So that's what is important for me as we close this meeting. Honorable Makubela Mashen.
Chair, without going back to what has been addressed in this meeting, is that, you know, we have seen that the Democratic Alliance and some of the opposition parties, even if they do agree on a report in a committee, once a report exits it and gets to the House, what they always have is they have a declaration. Even if it's agreed on report in the committee. So I am persuading the chair to say in this committee now, let us agree that this report was adopted, and if any other opposition party here has anything against the recommendation of the report, or they have anything to say about what we have agreed upon, they will have an opportunity to have a declaration. And in this case, it's a budget report. They will have their say in the debate in the budget.
Yeah. Okay. The secretary doesn't want to speak. But honourable members, you understand that we are the extension of the House sitting here. Okay. But do you understand that if a member stands up in the House and says, Honourable Speaker, please do note my objection. That the Speaker can say, I refuse to note your objection. It can be done. Now, Honourable Members want me to say that I shouldn't note that the Democratic Alliance is reserving its right. I can't do that. I was trying to persuade them not to know to do that in our minutes. But I can't refuse that the fact that they are living their rights should be noted. I can't do that as a chair.
Chair, but they are not objecting to the report.
They are not.
So
exactly.
If they are objecting to the report, they are objecting to the report. Remember, the report, as an extension of the town, they must end up and say they object to the report, and then note their objection. In this case, they're for speeding. We must be sustaining motivations, they're for motivations. They must stand up and be specific to this report. What they want. They want it, they want to object to the report, let them object. But they can't be saying this for reservation. I've never heard of anything with let's talk to reservation in the House. If people want to object to the report, let them object to the report. If they want to make a declaration, they must make a declaration. But the issue of reservations to a report, it can't be chairperson. It can never be.
Another Makai?
Yeah, I just feel like I need to address this issue. We're not maliciously trying to do anything. And I feel that my good colleagues on the other side are trying to force our hand. We do not have a principal objection to this report. But at the same time, and I think the members of the ANC would probably understand this, there is a collective decision-making body. I'm bound by decisions of my caucus. So this report, now I take it back to my caucus and I present it to my caucus and I say, I, Gordon Kai, as a representative of the DA on this committee, think this is a good report and I think we should support it and these are the reasons why. Then my colleagues get up and say, well, what about this, what about that, what about this? And then collectively, my caucus takes the decision on whether we support or do not support the document. This is our democratic process, it's a collective decision-making process. Now, I'm not trying to be malicious, I'm not trying to raise reservation, I'm saying I reserve my rights because I can't mix, I am not empowered to make a decision in this committee on behalf of the Democratic Alliance. The Democratic Alliance uses the caucus system to make these decisions binding on totality. So you have indicated quite directly that you cannot stop me from saying I reserve my rights, mm-hmm. and therefore the conversation should end there. But frankly, I find it very difficult, because frankly, I find this a good report. I would like to support it. I just can't support it. I don't have the mandate. I don't have the mandate. So allow me to reserve my reservation, and let's call it that, because check, if we don't allow that, we're going to have to raise the speaker, raise the issue with the speaker through our chief whip, and then where are we going? What's the point of why? It's something so stupid and so insignificant, I'm not understanding why it's an issue. It's because the debate this morning was so boring, we need to find excitement in the afternoon. Not sure. But please, check, can you just please reserve our rights as we've asked you to?
And can we close the meeting? Thank you.
Okay. I remember that we will only adopt the minutes in the next meeting. Let me tell you what my understanding is. In the same way that the speaker has, can be in no position to say, I can not objection, I cannot you reserve your rights. I can't see how I can be in a position to do such a thing in a committee. This is what I want to suggest. This mess, I'm not going to take lightly. That's my understanding of the rules. So I want to suggest that we will, and please listen to me carefully, that we will put, put it this way, we will insert in the minutes, we'll insert or not insert in the minutes of today's meeting, the DA's right to reserve, to note the DA's right to reserve their rights. All in the report, we just say that the DA reserved their rights in the minute. We don't know what they want to do. Just listen to me carefully. We will insert in the minutes, or not insert in the minutes, what the request of the DA to reserve their rights. Pending checking. No, I have got to check on this matter, because it can be correct that all of the committees here must be bound by the rules of Parliament. Or if there's no rule, at least that there's an established practice. So we must all be bound by that. But I can tell you for sure that no chairperson of the committee will have a right in the committee to tell a party that a member, not that not the same party, to tell a member that I can't note your objection or note your, that you want to reserve your right. I don't think any chairperson can do that. At this point, we're not insisting that what it is in the minutes. We will do so pending consultation, and I do want to check what the office that is responsible for committees, what the general attitude would be on a matter like this. But I can say that I'm convinced myself that no presiding officer can have this right to say, I don't want to know what you say. No. So, can we close it that way so that we don't have the democratic alliance, if it's not in there, we can raise it with the speaker, but we have consulted. So, those members, this right, we see that we don't want it in the minutes. If it's not in the minutes, you can raise it, you can take it forward, but it will have been put in the minutes on the basis of the consultation of on what would have been the general practice with regard to that. So we will take advice on that, because I was trying to get this honorable committee not to fight over this matter, but now that it's being raised, there are strong views about it. I just want to make sure that the chair takes the correct decision on this matter.
Our next position for us is that we want to object to the report.
where would we have that ability to do that? When will this decision be taken? When will we have an opportunity to respond? Can we have a guarantee that will happen before Tuesday?
Okay, I'm see that I want to close the meeting. Which tomorrow is Wednesday. We will have certainty about what you want to do with this, and we will send, in fact, let me do this, we will send formal communication to all the members here as to how this matter will be addressed. What I can do is that, as the chair, we can always do this from time to time. So you have a strong view on this, so I'm taking this particular position. It may be a strong view from the standpoint of the chair, but it might as well be wrong. So that I don't want to hear. So we'll communicate how this matter will be addressed formally to you. Don't fight. The Honorable Paco and the Honorable General requested that we can close the meeting. Can you please do that? And there's nothing next week. Okay. All right. See you next week in the house.